Robert and Mary. Call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Mary and Robert with you now for our showcase segment this hour. And before we get to travel etiquette with Peter and Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute, we need to share that this segment of the show is sponsored by Alma Waterways.
Yes, now's the time to be choosing your fall river cruise or even a European river cruise to the winter holiday markets. And you're not going to find a better experience than what's provided by Alma Waterways. We think they're the best for river cruising in Europe, Asia, or Africa, and the level of service they provide is industry-leading and award-winning. They offer intimate, luxurious adventures that are affordable and unlike anything you're going to find elsewhere.
You know, folks, simply put, your Alma Waterways ship, it's going to feel like a home away from home. What we like is they don't nickel and dime you, and they're all-inclusive cruises. They include larger cabins, wonderful meals with fine wines and beer. Local tours are filled with history, the arts, and many other amenities, and there's just so much to do. They're offering some excellent specials right now, so check them out at AlmaWaterways.com or go to RudyMaxa.com, look under sponsors.
Carrying on the legacy of the iconic etiquette expert Emily Post, great-grandson Peter Post and his daughter Lizzie Post are joining us today to talk etiquette as it applies to travel. Peter's had a long career in marketing and PR and is an expert in business etiquette, while Lizzie shares advice for etiquette on lifestyles, weddings, entertainment, and more. But before I'm rude and continue talking while our guests are on the line, let's welcome Peter and Lizzie to the show.
We don't want that.
No.
Peter, Lizzie, nice to have you on the show with Mary and me. How's your summer going so far?
Going great. We're very happy to be with you.
I was going to say, it's going great. Dad's on vacation, so he's probably really enjoying it.
I bet you he is. Well, listen, there's so much we're going to cover. We're never going to get to it today, but we're going to certainly try. You know, there are days when I wonder if civility and respect, you know, if it's been lost forever. And then I see something or I hear something or maybe I read something, and that confidence is certainly reaffirmed. There's been a lot of news out there, you know, in the national media this year so far involving travelers and their experiences on airplanes or hotels or theme parks and more. So we'd like to hear your reaction to what's been happening out there that's certainly going viral through social media, and share with us your advice on ways to help mitigate it.
Well, I'll start by saying that I think we're living in a particularly charged time right now. And I think that that's, you know, we've been dealing with airports and the level of security at airports and, you know, decreasing space on planes, increasing cost of travel. I mean, travel has gotten increasingly more and more stressful over the years. But I think when you add the general climate of the United States right now, I think that's why we're starting to see so many heightened incidents that are really hitting the news, where people are just boiling over. And as we teach in our business etiquette seminars, Dad, you know this, stress leads to rudeness, which creates more stress, which leads to more rudeness.
So it's like a big cycle.
It's like a vicious circle, really.
Yeah.
And Lizzie's absolutely right. I think it's the combination of a lot of things. It's not any one specific thing. But you start cramming more people into the space. The airplanes are full every day, surprisingly, as much as the airlines cry that they're not making profits.
Right.
It's overwhelming sometimes.
But do you have a tool or something you might suggest to help mitigate it?
No, etiquette.
I'll tell you, Robert, I think probably for me the biggest thing is whenever anything that seems to be frustrating to you comes up, take a few deep breaths.
Yep.
And relax. It does no good to let the anger boil over and have it become a real incident. The first thing a person can do is to take a few breaths, relax, and act calm. One of the things that I've learned in teaching etiquette is that when a person who is angered is confronted by a person who is very calm and remains calm throughout the situation, it's amazing how the angry person calms down and almost apologizes for being so angry.
Yeah.
We can combat that kind of anger by not allowing ourselves to engage in it ourselves. And that's the best thing I can think of.
I think that's a great point. And, you know, what you're really illustrating is that etiquette is more than common sense. But it's not really a series of rigid rules that people have to follow. I'd like to know how you view etiquette in today's culture, whether it's in airports, hotels.
Supermarket, wherever.
It could be anywhere, really. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about travel. But how do you view etiquette as it applies to our culture in this me-first world today?
Well, that's what's really interesting is that I tend to think of etiquette in Emily's day as we're gonna talk about a lot of the norms and the things you can expect to experience. And I feel like in today's world, we talk about etiquette from an individual's experience. We say, okay, you're an individual. We've learned we have to validate the individual. And so what we want to do is give you the tools to communicate your comfort levels, your concerns, your boundaries with other people in a way that they're going to be able to respond and help both of you get through this encounter together in a positive way.
Right.
It's 90% of it, I feel like, is like cognitive behavioral therapy.
That's a whole other show in segments.
I know. I feel like I need to go back to school for a whole other degree.
Yes. All right. I want to ask you both to hold for just a moment before Robert gets to the next question so I can reintroduce you to the listeners before we go any further. If you're just tuning in, Robert and I are talking travel etiquette with Peter and Lizzie Post of the Emily Post Institute.
All right. So I have a couple things I want to talk to you about. You know, we had an email we received from somebody. We talked about it on air about etiquette at hotels or cruise ships. We had an experience at a hotel, but hers was regarding cruise ships, where people get up. This woman, she said she had to get up like the crack of dawn to run down to the pool to save her chairs for her family because everybody else goes down and puts the towels, and then they go off for the day, and then she and her family had nowhere to go. We kind of encountered that recently. We were in Barcelona at a pool. So I'd like you to talk about that. And then secondarily, people with these tablets now taking photos all over the place, blocking out other people, they have no sense of etiquette whatsoever. What do you say about either one of those items?
Dad, you've been on cruises and such. Why don't you take that one?
I'll take the first one for sure. You know, you're absolutely right. I've seen people do exactly that thing. I've been in places where suddenly, you know, you go down and all the chairs have towels on them. You're going, where are all the people? Because they're back in their room sleeping now because they've saved their towels. I think the only way that you really combat that is going to be for the institute, for whatever place it is, whether it's a hotel or it's a cruise ship or anything else, to simply say that towels left on a chair for more than 30 minutes will be removed.
Like unattended,
and have them handle it. Mm-hmm. It's not up to you to police other people, is my point. That's one of the real dangers that we run into in all of this travel etiquette, is people policing each other, and that's when fights start. So let the hotel manage that problem by saying, it's a sign, 30 minutes, and then the towels will be removed by our people, not by guests, by our people, and make them available to others who are ready to use them.
Come get your towel at the desk.
Well, and there are certainly good advice on that. All right, so but the tablets and taking all the videos and all these shots. I mean, literally, we were at a Greek amphitheater in Sicily a couple of weeks ago, and I saw about a dozen people or so that were literally blocking out other people.
A dozen people in front of
us.
It
was unbelievable to me. And you wanted to go say to them, hey, just could you have some common courtesy for others here? I mean, so what is your thoughts on that?
I would look at that as two things going on. I would look at it as, one, I agree. I think people need to be more aware that if you've got one of the larger cell phones, because some of the cell phones now are gigantic, the smartphones are gigantic now, or you have a tablet or a mini tablet, it's really important to be aware that that does take up a lot of space. So this is like owner etiquette. You need to be aware of the device you're using and the impact it has on the people around you. That being said, I also think that when we're in a situation like a crowded tourist spot where you're getting up to the front, viewing something, and then moving along, that we need to take a deep breath and know that these people probably aren't going to be there for forever, and that they will move along, and we will get our chance at the front if we kind of keep after it. And I think, so I see it as a two-part issue, and if both parts come together, I think it's going to be a much smoother, better experience for everyone.
Right. All right. Great point. So we have a little bit less than a minute left. I just want to quickly touch on foreign travel. English is generally spoken in so many places around the world these days, but how do you both feel in terms of, do you think tourists should still do some advance work and kind of know a little bit about the customs of their destination and perhaps a little bit of, maybe a couple of phrases in the country they're visiting?
Papa, you
Not
just got back from
should.
Italy. What do you think?
they absolutely should. There's no question about it. Two things that they can do. One is to make sure that they know what the laws and the rules of that country are, so they don't do something that could get them thrown in jail, which wouldn't get them thrown in jail here, but could there.
Right.
And the other is learn a few catchphrases and words. Hello, thank you, nice to meet you. Where's the bathroom? those things in their language, people will respond so much better to you.
Well, that's great more. Advice again. Mm-hmm. And Peter, Lizzie, listen, we're going to have to do this more frequently because it's good information. We certainly thank you for your time today. We appreciate you coming on the show with Mary and me. It was nice to catch up with you. So enjoy the rest of the weekend and enjoy your summer, okay?
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, Peter and Lizzie Post, Mary.
Etiquette never goes out of style.
No, it doesn't. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. Folks, a reminder, please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break, but then we're coming right back with segment 3, so we hope you'll stay right where you are. You're listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries. Don't touch that channel.
Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.